Today, sharing the Dershna Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Chof Tes Omud Aleph. And we're beginning actually on the bottom of Kuf Chof Ches Omud Beis, second volume of Mishnah Berurah. And we begin a brand new siman today, Siman Reish Tes Zayin, which deals for the first time with Dine Birkas Areach. We're now going to begin to make understand the halachos of how you make a bracha on something that you smell, which is a whole very interesting idea. The Mechaber starts off in Sif Aleph. Also lehenos me reach tov. A person is forbidden to also get benefit from reach tov ad sheyavarech kodem shereach, unless he makes a bracha before he smells it. As we've already discussed, it's also for a person to get hanor from this world without praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like me'ila. It's as if you usurp something from God. And therefore, a person always has to make a bracha before he gets benefit. So, here we discuss, for the first time, this idea that you make a bracha when you smell something, you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mechaber continues and he writes, Avo li'achrav, however, a bracha achrona after reach, ain't sarach levarach klum. That we don't have such an institution of making a bracha achrona. By food, you have a bracha rishona and a bracha achrona, assuming you ate the significant shear. But by reach, we only have a bracha rishona, we do not have a bracha achrona. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Aleph explains, Ukamosha also lehenos biachilu shesia ad shivarech, just like a person is forbidden to get any benefit from this world by eating or drinking until he makes a bracha, so too, one has to go make a bracha before he smells something. And this is based, Mishnah Berurah says, Vasmuchu b'shas akra. Chazal and the Gemara based this upon a pasuk, Tichsiv, the famous pasuk, Kol ha'nishama ta'alo ka, demashma. This pasuk implies your entire neshama should thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this implies, Sh'af sh'neshama ta'alo al ha'nasa. The neshama, so to say, also has to give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How does the neshama get ha'na? Vezu dover shu ha'nas ha'nishama b'vad. What is a most spiritual or ethereal type of ha'na that a person gets in this world? Heavy omer zeh reyach. Reyach is the most spiritual, the most fleeting, if you wish, of all the sensations that a person can have, and that has the least substance attached to it, and therefore we make a bracha, so to say, the neshama makes a bracha. We make it a bracha because the neshama is getting some sort of a benefit from the smell of the item. Now, Dishu footnote number one explains further that in Mesupuk, in Bi'echot Olariach, a person is not sure, can he smell? He has a stuffed nose, whatever the situation means, not sure he's going to smell something. How do you make a bracha? When you're eating something, it's very easy. You put it in your mouth and you're going to eat it. But here, you're going to about to take a sniff of something and you don't know if you're going to be able to smell it. Or you don't know if it does have an aroma. The item that you think may have an aroma to it doesn't. So the Ben Ishchai says in this situation, Rashoy linsos lahariach kodem abracha. You can take a preliminary sniff beforehand, and if you do smell something, then you make the bracha and then you take a full sniff. And this is also the opinion of the Kaf HaChaim and the Ketzos HaShulchan. Furthermore, if a person who is smelling something in order to purchase it, so then Rav Pinchas Scheinberg Zatzal brings down that you don't make a bracha, because that is dome lemisha toim tavshil upolto. That's like if you want to taste something and then you're going to spit it out, you're not swallowing it, so technically you don't make a bracha on just tasting something. So too, if you're sniffing something, smelling something in order to see, do you want to buy it or not, so then you don't make a bracha. However, Rav Fisher Shlita Tzorich Levarech Shari Lamaisar Riach Karagil. He says you do have to make a bracha in that situation, because in fact you did smell something and you're getting hung off from it, and you should make a bracha even though you haven't owned it yet, you're only considering purchasing it, you still make a bracha. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Beis. HaBracha HaMavoeres LeKamei B'Sif Beis. Which bracha do you make? That we're going to learn in a moment in Sif Beis. Sif Katan Gimel. Kod B'Shir Riech. You have to make the bracha prior to smelling it, because as with all brachos, the Ba'inan Over L'Asiyoson. The rules of brachos are before you get the benefit, immediately before, that's when you make the bracha. So to over here, Ukmo B'Achilu Shar Mitzvah. Same thing over here by Reyach is like by eating foods or by any mitzvah. Before you shake the lulav and esrog, you hold it in your hand, and then you make the bracha. Before the Baal Tokeya blows the shofar, he holds it in his hand, and then he makes the bracha, and then he blows the shofar, etc. For all the mitzvos, all brachos of Nenin as well. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, Kosu achronim, diim shochach ve'riach below bracha. What happens if a person smells something? He didn't make a bracha. And now the smell is gone. V'nizka liachah shegomam le'riach. After he's finished smelling, he says, oh, I should have made a bracha on that. So too late, sorry. Hivsid birchaso. You've lost the opportunity to make the bracha. Of course, if you'd smell it again, you could. But if you've already smelled it and there's nothing else there to smell, or you're not going to smell it again, you've lost the opportunity to make a bracha. And this is exactly like ukmo biachila. This would be no different than in famil. After you finished your meal, Oi, I forgot to make a bracha. It's too late. La'acha shugoma melecho shehivsi brachasa rishona. You lost the bracha rishona. Of course, you can still make a bracha achrona by food. That has a different series of rules applying to it. So even if you didn't make a bracha rishona, you're still obligated to make a bracha achrona. But here, it's too late once the food is all gone for you to make a bracha rishona. And we've already learned this. K'moshin is bar besimen kuf samach zayin se'iv ches. We've already learned this previously. Sivkat and Dali, the Mishnah Berurah says, avoli achra, but a bracha achrona on reach, there is no such thing. Why is that? The lo tiknu bracha achrona rak b'achila u'shasiyah v'lo b'reach. The rabbis didn't institute on making a bracha achrona except on food and on drinks, but not on smell. Why not? Shahanah mu'atisi, because the Mishnah Berurah says this is a minimal, limited type of hanah that a person gets on smelling something, and therefore it doesn't require its own separate bracha achrona. In the Shaar HaTzion, Os Cotton Gimel, so the Chofetz Chaim brings down that this is Rashi's opinion. And he says there's another reason as well. Shekvar nifsak hanor ligarmi, because the entire benefit is gone. When you sniffed it, and it's a very ethereal type of fleeting hanor, it's gone a second later. And therefore, the dome, it's equivalent, l'man dinis akel hamozon b'meyav, the ibei birchosu. This is no different than a person who ate something and he waited till the shear of digestion, let's say 72 minutes for argument's sake, so then it's too late to make a bracha achrona. So here too, it's beyond the period of time of making a bracha achrona, so that's why rabbis didn't institute a bracha achrona, because it's instantaneous. As soon as you sniff and you're done, well, it's too late to make a bracha achrona. That's the second reason that the Chofetz Chaim brings down here. The first one that he quoted in the Mishnah Berurah was from Rashi. The issue for number 5 says, lefi tam zeh, according to the second reason that he brought down in the Shaar HaTzion, that it's too late, so to say, to make the bracha. So the Chazon Ish, yes, wait a second, I have a question. The Gemara in Yuma says that the mon was totally absorbed into the evarim of a person. The person didn't have to go to the bathroom. There was no digestion, so to say, on the mon. And yet, the Gemara in Bracha seems to imply that they did make a bracha achron on the mon. So it seems, therefore, that the Chazon Ish says, it seems that the first pshat over here, the first explanation based upon Rashi, which the Chofetz Chaim included as the only pshat in the Mishnah Berurah, seems to be the more correct pshat according to the Chazon Ish. And in fact, he points out that Rashi in Nida says similar idea. He says, "Lefi she'ein choshev lo tiknu bo chacham bracha." Since this idea of smelling is not so important an idea, and not such an important hanah, therefore the rabbis were not masakin over here a bracha achrona. The issue for number 2 brings down, what about making a shechianu if you haven't smelled something in a while? So on a food, you make a shechianu if you haven't had the food, let's say for a year. So he brings down in Simon Reish Chav Hey that the poskim will have a machlokus about this, and the minig is not to make a shechianu on reyach. Now we go back to Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, Kosua poskim, he brings down in the name of the Tur and the Kalbo, based upon a Gemara and Brachos, Hayulafanim Shtei Brachos, if a person has in front of him two things. Now we've discussed this halacha in previous room when we were discussing about eating. Achashal Tambi, Achashal Reach, if a person has an item that he's going to eat and another item that he's going to smell, so what should he take first? So Notel Tchilo Hamin Shaltam, he should take the food item first, be amino, in his right hand, as we always do everything with our right hand. Umavarach lov, make the bracha on it and eat it, or drink it. Lefishi chashuva shenichneses beguf, because this is the more important of the two, because it physically enters your body. And only afterwards, v'yachakach notel shareach, then take the item that you're going to make a bracha on for smelling, umavarach lov, and make that bracha afterwards. Furthermore, he says, Bari b'poskim, the poskim additionally also state, the davka areyach tiknu chacham bracha. The rabbis did institute a bracha on smell, however, they never instituted a bracha v'lo akol. They did not make a bracha when you hear a beautiful voice. Rotz Loman, the Mishnah Berurah says, v'shomei akol noyim, you hear Kusevitsky, you hear some wonderful chazen, you hear a person who makes a great speech, ein bo mamish. That is considered totally not a substantive type of a hanah, and therefore v'chein lo tiknu bracha arechitza uchadome. And that similar reason explains why the rabbis did not institute making a bracha. You're hot and you're schwitzed up and you take a nice, beautiful shower. You don't make a bracha on that as well, or chedoma, or anything like that. Mishum de ein nichnosin leguf, because that type of hanah is, so to say, more superficial. It's outside the body; it doesn't go into the body. Food and drinks, they go really into the body. They get a bracha achrona. Reach, which just goes into the body but doesn't really go deeply into the body, that just has a bracha rishona and no bracha achrona. And something like a kol, a sound, or something like washing that doesn't really even go into the body at all, that's not considered significant enough that the rabbi should have instituted a bracha. The issue footnote number 3 brings down, what about a person who tastes something but then spits it out? Or likewise, a person who smokes. Unfortunately, some people still smoke. Of course, that's a terrible thing. It's dangerous, etc. We're not going to get into that right now. But if somebody goes and smokes a pipe or a cigarette, so then the halach is you do not make a bracha. The achronim bring down she'eino bolam. You don't swallow it. It doesn't really go into your body. Ein tzarech levarach. You don't make a bracha on either of those two actions. The issue number four brings down, what about if you get hanor from a fire? For example, it warms you up. So the Magen Avraham says you also do not make a bracha on that. The one time he says that we make a bracha on fire, of course, is Motzei Shabbos. When we make the Havdalah, we say, Bari Mi'ari Ha'esh, and that's because that's when fire was created. And that's not really a din in Hanor in the Guf. You don't have to get any Hanor. You're supposed to be able to theoretically see from the candle, but Lav Dafka, that you have to absolutely get real Hanor from the candle, just the potential really for Hanor. That's why people hold their hand, their fingers up to see the difference between the nails and the skin. So you show that you have enough light there to get Hanor from it, but it's not a din in Hanor really. It's a din in, that's a reminder that that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created fire, Adam HaRishon. Now we go to Sif Beis, where we discuss the actual bracha that you make on various items that you're going to smell. Chabad says, "Im zeh shiyotzi mimenu horeach eitz." If the thing that you're smelling is a wood, a tree, oh min eitz, or it comes from a tree, mevarach borei atzei b'somim. You make the bracha, baruch ato Hashem, elokeinu melech haolam. Again, as we previously pointed out, every bracha has to have shem u'malchus. So you say a full bracha, and you end it with borei atzei b'somim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are the one that created this wonderful woody aromatic substance. V'imhu eisev, if it was a grass type of a smelling item that you're smelling over here, as opposed to a tree, then the bracha is mevarach borei isvei b'somim. You say, again, baruch ato Hashem elokeinu melech haolam, you are the one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who created the grasses that have this aroma. Finally, v'imeinu lo min eitz v'lo min eisev, if it's neither a tree nor a plant, for example, kamo ha-musk, as we'll see, the Mishnah Berurah explains, and as we know, musk comes from an animal. So then you make the bracha, the quote, generic bracha, the equivalent of the shahakol bracha by smell, which is borei minei b'somim. Let's look now in the Mishnah Berurah to explain some of these things a little bit more. In Sifkan Hei, the Mishnah Berurah just explains why the Mechaber started off in the way he did. Im zeh sheyotzei mi'eitz, if this is that, if this is that. So he says, Ratzel levar, ketzen mevarach malav. The Mechaber is telling us, how do you make a bracha? V'alzeh komar, im zeh v'chuli. He says, if this is this type of thing, you make this bracha. If it's that type of thing, you make that bracha. Sifkan Vav, omin eitz, if it actually is from the tree itself, Ratzel omar, afal gav delav eitz gamahu, even if the thing is not the actual tree itself, the rakich, it's much softer. So since it came from the tree, then you make that bracha. The issue foot number 8 brings down over here. The Elon Hagodel Ba'atzes She'enu Nakuv. If you have a tree growing in a flower pot that is not connected to the ground, there's no opening on the bottom of the flower pot, so this is called a flower pot that's not connected to the ground. It's considered as if it's not growing in the ground midaraisa. So in this situation, even though fruits from this tree is a big problem, we talked about hydroponics, we talked about in this situation what broch you'd make from fruits in such a tree, there's a big machlokes. However, on smell, you still would say borei atzei b'somim. The issue number 6 brings down an interesting additional idea, and he says, what about smelling something on Shabbos that's attached to the ground? So Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Lamed Vav in Hilcha Shabbos brings down, Shadover She'eno Mayachol Mutter, if it's not something that you can eat, you don't have to be afraid that the guy's going to pick it, and therefore you're allowed to go and smell it while it's attached to the ground, and of course make a bracha on it. Aval Pri, a fruit that you're smelling, you're not allowed to go and smell on Shabbos, because we're concerned, Shema Yikots Oso Liochla, because in your smelling it, you become hungry, and it smells very good, and you're desirous to eat it, you may come to pick it. And therefore, we do not make a bracha on reyach, on something attached to the ground still, or to a tree. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Zayin says, musk, what is this musk? It says in Lashon Laz, in Polish, it's pizum. In any event, what is this? Ubisam zeh bo min achaya. This type of spice, this musk, comes in fact from an animal. You say the generic bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created all different types of aromatic substances. V'dasha musk, this musk, yeshomim shabo mizeh aschaya. Some say it comes from the sweat glands of an animal. Yeshomim shabo midam shalchaya achas. Others say it comes from a blood, the desiccated blood of an animal. Shemiskabetz, it gathers together b'tzavar in the neck of the animal. Yachakach misyabesh, it gets dried up in the neck of the animal. V'nasabosim, it becomes an aromatic substance. Well, if he's varizu achron, according to the idea that it was from blood, so yeshiratu leosra koponim, there are those therefore that wanted to forbid a person loses bakdera lahatim berechos atashal, to put it into some sort of a pot, a dish, a cooking dish, in order to give it a nice smell, a nice aroma to it, because the dam also bechila, because this will be blood and it will be also in achila. However, the Mishnah Berurah says v'harbe poskim atirim afilu lase spikdere. He says many poskim in the Shaar HaTzion Ozvav. He says the Taz, the Prichodosh, and other Achronim, as brought down in the El Yerabba, say that this is not a problem. They permit you to put this musk into a kedera because the azlinon basar hashta, because we view it right now, and right now hashta lav damu, it's not blood at all. El afru b'yalma, it's like dried up dirt over here. It's like dirt. Shinosin reachtov, that gives off a nice smell, and therefore it doesn't involve a kashrus problem, and you could add it. He says, look at the El Yerabba, Ayin the El Yerabba, Shemitzadi Lahorus Kedivrayim. The El Yerabba says that the Taz, the Prichadosh, and the other Achronim who say that it's permissible to do this are correct. However, Obipri Megodim, Vish Mitzozov, Mitzadi Gam Kain, the Eishlus Mochal Devrayim Lahokil, Achluchadchila, Be Shishim Kinegdo Betavshel. While the Pri Megodim, the Mish Mitzozov over there, is also in agreement with this El Yerabba that you can be Mako. He says, however, ideally, you should have 60-1 against it in the dish, so you're only getting a smaller amount than 1/60, and then it certainly is not a problem, because it really isn't a problem at all, according to this Makel opinion. But when you have a 60-1 greater ratio of the substance you're putting the musk into, one can certainly be Makel in that situation. Back to the Mechaber, he says, Vim hoya pri royli achilo, if you have a fruit that is both edible and it also has a nice smell to it, then mevarach hanosin reach tov beperos, then you have to make a bracha of hanosin reach tov beperos. A person thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu for putting this good smell into fruits as well. Bahani mili, this is true, kishinu tolo lo reach bo. That's when you pluck this fruit in order to smell it. Oli ochlo ulo reach bo, or to eat it and to smell it. Then you make this bracha. However, if you intended just to eat this fruit, and you had no intention to go and smell it, so there, even though it has a nice smell, you do not have to make a bracha in that situation. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Ches writes, what are examples of fruits that are edible and also have an aroma to them? Ke'esrog, like an esrog, or a tapuach, like an apple. Oh, he says, o pri adama, shem riach riach tov, or some sort of a vegetable that also has a nice aroma to it. Even if it's not normally something that you eat by itself, you only eat it as part of a mixture, as Kamoshi is barbis sofasif, as we'll learn in tomorrow's shir. In any event, Sif Cotton Test, the Mishnah Berurah writes, the brach is hanosein reach tov b'peiros. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Ayin the El Yerabba, Shekosav demishas uposkim, there is the Gemara, as well as other poskim, mashma shetzorich lomar asher nosan b'loshon ovar. Instead of hanosin, who gives right now, it's that gave, past tense, in the loshon ovar. And in Dishavut number 12, he brings down, we have a similar machlokis in other situations as well. For example, in Birchas HaShachar, in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Memvav, Mishnah Berurah over there, it says, the brach is hanosin lasech vivino, and not like the Shita of the Vilna Gaon, in the Maaseh Rav, where it says, asher nosan lasech vivino. Loshon Ovar versus, again, Loshon Hove. Likewise, we have the same thing, Hamechi Mitzadei Gover, and others have the Girsa, Asher Heichin Mitzadei Gover. Dishavut number 11 also brings down the Bidyevit. If you made a Bari Atzi Bisamim, so the Ksosa Shulchan says you would not be Yotze. As opposed to, however, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that you would be Yotze, and there's also the opinion, the Shelos Atruas or Lutzion, that you would be Yotze Bidyevit. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud writes, the Eze Mehem Yevarech Tchila, should you make the brach on the Reach or on the fruit, the Bar Pir Eitz first? So he says, Ayin Be'el Yerabba, Shemasik, the El Yerabba brings down this discussion, he says, Dibach Gaon Zeh, Shariach Ve'achila Hu B'chai Peiro, when it's the same exact fruit that you're both eating and smelling, then Mutav Levarech Al-Reach Tchila, you should make the brach on the smell first, the Mikruva Haniyasa, because you get that Hanoah first, Shetekev She'ochazo, as soon as you grab it, Biyado Me'riach, you'll be able to smell it, even before you eat it. So you make the brach on the Reach first, This is also the opinion of the Maimon Mordechai as well as the El Yerabba. However, Prima Godem Nas and Eitz Acheres was there. The Prima Godem gives a different suggestion. He says, taste a little bit of the fruit, and then make the bracha first on the eating, and have in mind that you're not intending to be yotzi from the reyach, from the smell. You don't want to get benefit from the smell. And then intend to smell the item, make the bracha, and then go and smell it, because the more chosh of a bracha is the Bari Pri Eitz, and that should go first, all things being equal. Sivkot Yud Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah says, Afa Pi Shehu Ma'al Reach Tov, even though it has a good smell. If you didn't intend to smell it, you don't make a bracha. Mishnah Berurah explains, the Havi Lezek, Kedavish Lo Nasel Ariach, because it wasn't made for smelling for your purposes. Shein Vrachan Lov, Afa Gav Shinosin Reach Venena, because something that has a nice smell to it, but if it's not made for smelling, so you don't make a bracha on it, as we will learn in Yitz Hashem, in Simen Reish Yud Zayin Se'if Aleph. The issue foot number 14 brings down that there will be a machlokis over there, and we'll get to that in Yitzhak Hashem in a few days. That concludes today's shir.